Mark Twain had it right, Chip and Dan Heath say, when he said that a lie can get halfway around the world before the truth can even get its boots on. Chip and Dan have become the de facto Sticky Brothers via their best-selling book, Made to Stick. As they say on their website, urban legends, conspiracy theories, and bogus public health scares circulate effortlessly. And I think a lot of you have probably seen that. Meanwhile, people with important ideas, businessmen, educators, politicians, journalists, and so on, really struggle to make their ideas stick. And it's a fascinating conundrum. The solution, say Chip and Dan, is their success principle. That's SUCCES. You can drop the last S. And it stands for simple, unexpected, concrete, credible, and emotional stories. They're a great starting point for developing and recognizing spreadable, contagious, and sticky ideas that will stand the test of time. And I think that's something that we all need a little bit more of these days. What follows is a summary of these principles. And as usual, we've humbly added our own thoughts, so we hope you enjoy. Success principle number one is simplicity. Sticky needs to be simple. In order to have a memorable idea, we have to be masters of exclusion. As a successful defense lawyer once said, and keeping in mind that I used to be a lawyer, if you make 10 arguments, the jury won't remember any of them, even if they're all good points. But one thing we don't want to do is to confuse simple with simplistic. One of the most memorable examples of a simple idea that says it all comes from Bill Clinton's presidential campaign in 1992. Trying to get his troops to focus on what was important and to stop trying to sound too smart, James Carville, Clinton's riotous and righteous campaign manager, created the slogan, "It's the economy, stupid." Some say that this simple idea kept Clinton and his campaign focused on the important issues and off of the distractions, ultimately winning him the presidency. And we all know what came next. So focus is one step closer to sticky. Success principle number two is unexpectedness. In May 1961, JFK gave a speech to a special session of Congress. During the speech, he talked about numerous aid programs, including expanding their NATO alliance and building television and radio stations in Latin America and Southeast Asia. Then, drawing near the end of what might be considered a typical address to Congress, he said this.
I believe that this nation should commit itself to achieving the goal before this decade is out of landing a man on the moon and returning him safely to the earth.
How's that for a surprise? Of course, you gotta backfill some substance to make the surprise stick. People gotta believe that this can be done. The goal is not only to get people's attention, but it's to keep it as well. The reason unexpectedness works so well is that our brains are wired to notice things that are different. And for those congressmen and for the entire United States of America, even, when they're listening to Kennedy give a speech, they're expecting all this stuff about the NATO alliance and building television and radio stations and so on. They're not expecting him to say that we're going to fly a guy to the moon, a place no one's ever been before. So remember this when you're building your marketing story, your advertising pitch, or even just going to go give a speech to your employees. Avoid the camouflage of jargon and cliche, and you're going to be able to unearth something very unexpected and sticky. Success principle number three is concreteness. Just as our brains are wired to notice differences, they're also wired to remember concrete data. Hence the success of that Guinness book, Letterman's top 10 lists, and even the stickiness of your own phone number. We can recall concrete data better because it is usually associated with other sensory clues. So what I'm going to do is ask you to take this simple test. It was done by David Rubin, a cognitive psychologist at Duke University. And it's only going to take about 30 seconds. You ready? Okay, here we go. Remember the first line of Hey Jude. Now remember the Mona Lisa. Now remember the house where you've spent most of your childhood. Now remember the definition of truth. Okay. Immediate associations will probably jump into your mind. You know, the image of the Mona Lisa, the way she's glancing at you. A memory of the first few bars of McCartney's baritone from Hey Jude. Perhaps even the aroma of your childhood home. However, the definition of truth exercise probably didn't conjure anything in particular. Why? Because it's an abstract concept. It's not concrete. Now, think about this in terms of your last sales pitch or your last marketing piece, whatever. You've only got a few seconds to get your point across, to make it stick. What associations are you conjuring? Success principle number 4, which is credible. 86% of all statistics are fiction. Think about that one. Just as we're wired to pay attention to differences, we're also wired to believe facts. There's something wonderfully unequivocal about a data nugget that sticks with us. Of course, organizations worldwide have jumped on the bandwagon, spouting numbers and lists and factoids of every type. Your number one opportunity is to build your credibility by using facts in a meaningful way. Here's a great example from Stephen Covey, the Mr. Seven Habits guy. In his book, The Eighth Habit, he turned a statistic from something meaningless into meaningful. And here it is. Here's the meaningless part. Only 37% of people said that they have a clear understanding of what their organization is trying to achieve and why. Probably doesn't say very much to you. However, he turned this into this wonderfully sticky thought. Try this one on for size. If a soccer team had these same scores, only 4 of the 11 players on the field would know which goal is theirs. Can you spot the difference? Let me know which one you remember in the morning, because I guarantee you, or I'm willing to bet you $100, that you'll remember the soccer one before you remember the meaningless one. Okay, success principle number 5 is to make things emotional. Donald Kaln, a Canadian neuropsychologist, tells us that logic leads to conclusions and emotion leads to action. Well, as it happens, it appears that emotion also leads to more spending. In a Carnegie Mellon study, people were given $5 to spend on an African children's charity. One group was given a letter that listed statistics about problems facing children. Remember the statistics part? Another group was given a story about a specific child. And you want to know the results? The people who read statistics gave an average of $1.14. The people who read the story, however, gave an average of $2.48, more than double. Why? We're human. We relate to human stories, and emotional appeals stick in our minds, influencing our behavior. It's an obvious framework to apply to marketing, but where else can you take it within your organization? Can you use emotion in storytelling to make even your next PowerPoint stickier? We think you can. Success principle number 6 is stories. Quick, who's that guy and what's with the pants? And for those of you listening on the podcast, that's a picture of Jared, that relentless Subway sandwich guy. He lost 245 pounds eating only Subway sandwiches. Yes, that's very sticky. Take all of the principles explored in the past few pages in the past few minutes and roll them up into one sticky story, Jared's story. Let's see how it stacks up against the success principles. Number 1, it's simple. Guy eats subs, guy loses a lot of weight. Boom, you're done. 2, it's unexpected. This story violates our notions of fast food. I'm sure everybody has seen Super Size Me and the guy who goes to McDonald's and eats there for a month and he almost dies. That's our notion of fast food. It's going to kill you eventually. Not this time. Number 3, it's concrete. 245 pounds lost. That's pretty concrete because if you're like me, you probably thought, man, that's more than most people weigh. So I have a concept in my mind about what 245 pounds means. It's a lot of weight. Number five, it's credible. If the guy who wore size 60 pants can do it and can lose a whole human being off his body, anybody can do it. And lastly, as we know, it's a story. This simple, unexpected, concrete, credible, and emotional story turned out to be one of the most successful advertising campaigns the world has ever seen. So, where are your organization's stories? Are they simple? Are they unexpected? Are they concrete? Are they credible? Are they emotional?